So, Chevra, where are we? So, we've seen so far a Gemara in Psachim and a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos. Gemara in Psachim, in the context of searching for the definition of Or. Or means light, but the second definition of Or, that it means a certain part of the day or night. When Or refers to a time, to which time does it refer? Gemara opens with a machlokas in general, and specifically with reference to our Mishnah. Or l'arba'asar, is that nighttime or is that morning? And this launches the Gemara into a long discussion, which we're just beginning, a whole series of mesfes. There will be a tour of Shas, looking for clues. When Or refers to interval of time, is it Nagi or is it Leili? Is it morning or is it evening? And in the course of discussing the psukim on the first day of the Bria, the beginning of Chumash Bereishis, so the Gemara makes a comment, well, it cannot be that Lachoshach Kara Laila means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deemed it night as soon as it begins to get dark, because it's only night once you hit Tzeis HaKochav. It's only night once you hit Tzeis HaKochav. Is that what we were bothered by yesterday? That we know ourselves that we don't do malach on Friday afternoon up until Tzeis HaKochavim. We stop doing malach before Shkia. And that's because of the Gemara. Because of the Gemara and Shabbos. We discussed at length yesterday. The sugya of Tzeis HaKochavim, of Bein HaShemashos. There is a concept of Bein HaShemashos. There is a time which is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. And that time begins at Shkia. The Gemara discusses until when it goes. According to most Tanaim, it begins at Shkia until some point. Tanaim Rei debate until what point. Does it have to do with Hichsav Elyon, Hichsav Tachton? Is there some other definition? The Amoraim talk about how long that period of time is, 2/3 of a mil, 3/4 of a mil. And ultimately, the Gemara says at the end of the Sugya Lamed Hei Beis that the time that it ends is Tzeis HaKochavim. Maybe that Amoraim are debating how long is it until Tzeis HaKochavim, but the time that it ends is Tzeis HaKochavim. From Shkia until Tzeis HaKochavim is Bein HaShemashos. From Shkia until Tzeis HaKochavim is Safik Yom, Safik Laila. So that's what the Gemara and Shabbos says at length. Daf Lam and Dal, Daf Lam and Hey. On the one hand. In Shabbos it says it's a Safik. Whereas in Psachim Daf Beis it just says very casually, it is day until Tzeis. So that's a steer. And problem number two, as we mentioned earlier today, is that the whole sugya in Shabbos is so strangely structured. What does that even mean? So much debate in Tanoim, and debate in Amoraim about Bein HaShemashos, but all they're debating is from when to when is Bein HaShemashos. As though you would think, Bein HaShemashos itself is a Safik. That's what the Gemara seemed to say. As an opening Mishnah. The opening Brice of the Tanur Rabbanon, Mahmadal and Beis, Safik Yom, it's Safik Laila, and Safik Minyom, Umin HaLaila. Right? Maybe it's all day, and it's day until Tzeis HaKochavim. Maybe it's all night, because night begins at Shkia. Or maybe it's part day and part night, because maybe the moment, the border between day and night is somewhere in between. Maybe it's 3 minutes after Shkia, 5 minutes after Shkia, 10 minutes after Shkia. But then the Gemara expends a whole lot of energy on figuring out when does this Zman of Safik begin, when does this Zman of Safik end, rather than answering the Safik. That's really the real point. Should be when. What is the moment at which you cross over from day to night?
Why do we need to figure out both the beginning and the end if we have the amount of time it takes?
Yeah, I don't understand the issue.
If we find out the beginning, then we can figure out the end with the timing. And if we find out the ending, then we can figure out...
Let's back up. Again, over the course of the Gemara, different ways over the course of the Sugi, Lama, Dalt, Lama, Hei, and Shabbos are trying to figure out when, how much time on the... which minutes on the clock are fall within this Bein HaShemashos twilight zone. So the Gemara has different ways of thinking about that question. One way is to sort of try to define what the beginning of that interval is, which is according to most Shkia. The Tanur Rabbi Yossi thinks it starts later. Almost all the Tanam think it starts at Shkia. And then when does it end? So already the top of Lamed Aleph Beis, the Machlokas Tana, when does it end? And then the Amoraim, several generations later, on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Beis, Rabbi Yosef, there seems like they're taking a stand on when it ends. But they're giving their definition not in terms of look outside and look for this, you know, this look in the sky of this part of the sky is dark, that part of the sky is dark. They're saying just look at your clock. That's another way of defining. And then ultimately, we also say we paskin like that. That's 3/4 of a mil. We also paskin that it's seis gimel kochavim. Idea being that seis hakochavim occurs. Three stars will be visible. 3/4 of a mil after Shkia. Remember, the Gemara Lamed Hey Amid Beis, when it names Seis HaKochavim, Gimel Kochavim, as the end of the Bein HaShemashes Safek period, remember the Gemara has to start explaining they're not big stars, they're not small stars, they're intermediate stars. So there's room for Machlokas there. In other words, when Rabban and Yosef debate 2/3 of a mil, 3/4 of a mil, they may be debating what size stars do you need? Because as it gets darker, you could see smaller and smaller stars. And so there's sort of a lot of moving parts. And again, as I was saying, the Gemara, and as we were saying, we'll have to circle back to this. Obviously, also, the number, bifashtus, and it's sort of vilnagon, right? And we'll have to come back. Leo Levy suggests, as the Rambam says as well in the Pirush Mishnayos, if you translate the Arabic properly, that, look, it depends on what season of the year it is, and it depends where in the world you are. Like we were saying earlier this morning, the closer you are to the equator, the quicker it gets dark. The further you are from the equator, for us in Northern Hemisphere, means the further north you go, the longer it takes to get dark after Shkia. So in Eretz Yisrael or Bavel, at a certain time of the year, maybe at the equinox, at Pesach time, the beginning of spring, beginning of fall. So Bein HaShemasha, the time from Shkia until three stars is 13 and a half minutes, 12 minutes. If you're further north in Europe, you're further north in northern United States, so it's going to take longer. And over the course of the year also it's gonna vary. Maybe when we're wrapping up the sugi, we actually take a look at some charts. And for the brave-hearted, you can even break out some spherical trigonometry if you're really, really excited about your lambdas and thetas, but that will be strictly optional. Do not worry. But yeah, clearly this varies. And again, there are different ways of describing the same reality. We could talk about how long does it take, or we could talk about what are you looking for. And just like I could say, you know, we're going to drive on the highway for 2 hours, or I could say we're going to drive until we get to Silver Spring. Right? Those, depending on where you're starting from, those may be two different ways of describing the same reality. So you could say 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, or we could say when you see three stars. Right. There's maybe two different ways of describing the same reality. But again, all this highlights this second kasha. In addition to the stira between Pesachim and Shabbos, there's a whole sugya and Shabbos. We're spending so much time, but all we're doing is trying to define when does the period of Suffolk begin and when does the period of Suffolk end. But we're not putting any effort into figuring out, let's answer the Suffolk. Okay, so somewhere in this 13 and a half minutes, or these 12 minutes, or those 5 minutes, or these 20 minutes, is where we switch over. Let's just talk about, where is the switch over? So that's like a funny, it's a funny way for the sugya to be structured. Again, if the Gemara didn't say much about it, maybe we spent over a blot back and forth in different sheets of Tanam and Aram, and we never actually addressed the core question.
Know if there is a switchover.
Yeah, I thought we don't know the time.
That's exactly. So why not try to figure that one out?
But we don't even know if there is a switchover. Because some people say it's all day or all night.
No, we don't know if it's.
Well, let's clarify again. There's a period of time called Bein HaShemashos, right? Which for simplicity, we paskin is from sunset until you can see three stars. Okay. Up until sunset, it's definitely daytime. After Seis HaKochavim is definitely nighttime. Right? Well, let's imagine for a personal illustration that that today will be a day when the sun sets at 5:45, and three stars come out at 6:15. Let's imagine we're up in New York, a half hour. Okay. So 5:45 is Shkia, 6:15 Seis HaKochavim. Let's imagine. So that means up until 5:45 is definitely daytime. After 6:15 is definitely nighttime. From 5:45 to 6:15, that's Bein HaShemashos. That's twilight, that's Suffolk. So what does that mean? That means that we're not sure if it becomes night at 5:45, or if it becomes night at 6:15, or if it becomes night at 6:10, or at 5:50. There's some point in time over those 30 minutes where the switchover occurs. So why not figure that out? Let's have a machlok. Let's have a discussion about when does it switch over, instead of just sort of like assuming there's this twilight and, well, when does it start? When does it end? Let's actually try to be poshet the suffix. That's what. So, and again, like I said before, it's not like the Gemara has one line about it. The Gemara has a blot about it. But we don't even begin to ask Taka, well, when does it? You would have expected to have heard of Machlokas. When is actually the point? Instead of just sort of like assuming, oh, we have a suffix, we're not sure when it starts, when it ends.
So maybe we don't know, which is why we have this period where it's treated in some aspects like both.
Right. Why, but it's curious. Like lo zuhi darkish al Torah. It's curious that Gemara doesn't even attempt to answer the suffix. We just spend a lot of time defining the suffix.
In the Gemara, it says that if on Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos you do malacha during that time period, then you will have violated Shabbos in both times.
Right.
Right, but for one of those times it was not. It was before or after.
Right, so if I do malacha 5 minutes after sunset on Friday afternoon, and 5 minutes after sunset on Shabbos evening, Matzah Shabbos, so one of those must be Chil Shabbos, just not sure which one. Right, so it sounds like you would bring a carbon chazos. What?
The Gemara says that both
are. I think you're chayiv mimanach shach. Mimanach shach means no matter which way you go, you're chayiv for one of them. You're definitely chayiv. We're not sure if you did Chil Shabbos, you know, Friday evening or before Shabbos, at the beginning of Shabbos, end of Shabbos, one way or the other.
You're not high for both.
You're high for one or the other. We're not sure which, but it may not matter because somewhere, one of the two was definitely Chil Shabbos. So that's a sort of second problem. The number one is stira. Number two, the whole thrust of the sugya is difficult. And then, so the Rav suggested that we might get in two different yartzeit shurim, we might get some insight into these mysteries if we begin to look at specific cases. So for now, let's take a look at a first outside sugya, and that is the first sugya in Shas, the sugya of Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. You don't have to get very far in Mishnayos or in Gemara to know Brachas Dav Bei Zman Aleph Perak Aleph Mishnah Aleph. The opening discussion is the opening topic of Shas. First three prakim of brachas are about Kriya Shema, and the very first topic is about Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. It's the first Mishnah, then Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris later on in the parak. Me'ema Sa'ikorim Sa'shema Ba'arvin. There's a famous story, they say, that said, I think it's usually said about either about Reb Zusha, I think they say usually Reb Zusha and the Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitch Rebbe. They're both Tamir of the Maggid of Mezrich. At one point, some are there, but they were very different styles, very, very different styles. So somehow, the way it's told, they ended up deciding to learn Bechavrusa at one point. So what should they learn? So Zusha says, Zusha is a very Pashat Eid. I can just learn Mishnais. Okay. Alter Rebbe was known as Adam Gadol Ma'od, both in Nigla and in Nistar. He wrote Shulchan Aruch Rav, a massive Baal Halacha and a massive Baal Kabbalah. He wrote Sefer Atanya, the according to many, the fundamental work of Chassidus. So Reb Zusha says, I'm Pashat Yid. I'm Pashat Yid, let's learn Mishnayos. Okay, so I always have a discussion, when you start with new Chavrus, who's going to read? So the Alter Rebbe starts reading the first Mishnah. Name is Sekhar Shema Ba'arvin. For when do you start? When can you start Kriya Shema Ba'arvis? So is this just really? And Reb Alter Rebbe says, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything yet. He said, that's how you learn pshat? It's like, what did I say? He said, I always thought it was, me'emas yud, korin sashma ba'arvin. You have to read Kriya Shema, I have a sense of Yir Shamayim. Emas yud, emas Hashem. So Alter Rebbe said, wow, this is like a whole different layer of learning going on here. So certainly pashat pshat. And there are other mefarshim mishnayos who also suggest that I think some of the mefarshim in the margins of the Yachanu Boaz suggests that it may well be that the reason why Yehuda HaNasi chose to organize Mishnayos such that Kriya Shema is the first topic is because Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, We're going to begin the Torah Shabbat Peh, as the Shulchan Aruch does, with the Shivisa Hashem and Nagdi Samech. And we begin with the most direct of all the active mitzvahs, the one that's the most direct expression of Yiras Hashem, obviously, is Kriyat Shema. We have a chance, an obligation to state, to articulate twice a day, here's what we believe in. We believe that God runs the world. We believe that we have the capacity for a relationship with Him, and that there's that capacity, that expectation, and obligation, and all the major topics. Kabbalah Sol Malach Shamayim, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, all the foundational topics of Kriyat Shema. So the Mishnah says, when does this mitzvah begin? How early? There is a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema at night. How early can you say Kriyat Shema, and how late? From when to when? So how late is the machlokas in the Mishnah? But how early? The Mishnah only presents one opinion. As you saw, the Mishnah says the Mishnah relates it to another din. Jew goes to mikveh to become tahar, so the tevila, a tevila for the purposes of tumah and tahara, is only completed after dark. Jew goes to mikveh 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I picked up a dead mouse. So the mouse, as you learned 2 years ago in Bava Kamma, right? So the mouse is an avatuma, dead sharet. So I become rishon l'tuma when I touch it. So if I go to mikveh 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so that begins my tahara process. And then when night falls, that's called harav shemesh. That completes the tahara process. That's when I become fully tar. If I'm a kohen, as I am, I would only be allowed to eat teruma. I cannot eat teruma as soon as I go to mikveh. My tahara process has not yet been completed. The Mishnah says the kohanim are allowed to go eat teruma after dark, and that's when you're allowed. When's the earliest you could say Kriyat Shema at night? Mishosha kohan mechnasim lachol b'trumasan. From the earliest time the kohanim are permitted to eat their truma, the Gemara says, and when is that? And when is that? What's the Gemara say? That is Tzeitzah Kocham. Right? That's Tzeitzah Kocham. That's when it's night. Up until then is Ben Hashmashos. That's when it's night. So when Tzeitzah Kocham comes, and three stars come out, it's dark. So that's number one, Har of Shemesh for Tum and Tahar purposes. And number two, that's the beginning of Zman Kriyashma Shel Arvis. So here it seems pretty straightforward. There is, however, a surprising Rabbeinu Yonah. And Rabbeinu Yonah is on this Gemara. And he picks up in the Machlokas Rashi and Tosas on Beis Amanav. The first Machlokas Rashi and Tosas in Shas is, what do you do with early Maariv? The Mishnah says you can only be Yotzei Kriyat Shema after Tzeitzah Kochavim. So Rashi really raises the question. We go to Shul, we daven Mincha Maariv. You can only daven Mincha up until Shkia. So if you daven Mincha Maariv, usually that means you're daven Maariv right after a couple minutes after, maybe. The rabbi speaks for a few minutes. A couple minutes after Shkia. So that's before Tzeitzah Kochavim. So Rashi, one of the opening Rashi's in Shas, the first long Rashi in Shas. He says, so what are we doing in the Beis HaKnesses? So Rashi gives one solution, Tosas gives another solution, it's actually a quadruple machlokas Rashi and Tosas and Lamdas. What do you do? Rabbi Yonatan thinks you are Yotze when you say Kriyat Shema early in Shul. Rashi thinks, no, you have to repeat it. You have to repeat Kriyat Shema later, or before you go to bed, or at some point later. And this becomes a whole, so there are four, it's quadruple machlokas because there are four different issues, not for now, that are at stake here. So very fascinating machlokas. And then Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos, when you turn to the back, on the side of the riff, instead of having Ran or Nemuka Yosef, you have Rabbeinu Yonah. Or officially, it's Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. It was written by Rabbeinu Yonah's Talmidim. Rabbeinu Yonah was a Sfardi Rishon. He is the same one who wrote Shari Tshuva. He was a contemporary, and I believe a Mechutin, of the Ramban. So the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah were both Rabbeim of the Rashba, who in turn was Rashba and the Ra'ah, and they in turn were Rabbeim of the Ritva and the Ran. These are the generations of the Sfardi, the later Sfardi Rishonim. So Rabbeinu Yonah, on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph, going to Daf Aleph Amud Beis, the beginning of Brachas, Riff starts from Daf Av, so Daf Beis. So he quotes this whole discussion. What do you do with early Maariv? Big, big discussion. He quotes Gaonim, who discuss it, many different approaches. And in the course of this, going from the bottom of Daf Av from Alf to the top of Daf Av from Beis, so he explains that his position is Yadavin Maariv, and this is more or less what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Yadavin Maariv in Shul, Yadavin a full Maariv with the Brachas, and when you come home later after Tzeitzah Kochavim, you repeat Kriyat Shema. You don't have to repeat the brachos. You yotze the brachos earlier, and he works on that. You just have to repeat the kriyashma. And how much of kriyashma do you have to repeat? So Rav Yona comes up with a further chiddush. He says, not only do you not have to repeat Shemot Esrei, and not only do you not have to repeat the Birkos Kriyashma, you don't even have to repeat Vayomer. You only have to repeat the first two paragraphs, Shema V'Yahavta and Vayom Shema, because those two are the mitzvah of Kriyashma. But the third paragraph, Vayomer, is really a different mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, mentioned in the most famous Mishnah in Shas, Brachas Daf Yud Beis, the Mishnah makes it into the beginning of Magid. And you have the Macholkas about Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah to every day mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we fulfill with Vayomer. And the Mishnah there has the Macholkas whether Mazkirin Yitzias Mitzrayim by Leilos or not. Right? Famous Mishnah. Do you have to say three packets of Kriya Shema even at Ma'ariv? There were many Tanam who only said Vayomer at Shachris. But at Ma'ariv, sounds like they just said Shema and Vayim Shema, but not Vayomer, because they held there's no mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim by Leila. But as you know, we puzzle that there is. Based on what drasha? So the Torah says you have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim Yimei Chayecha, the days of your lives. That's why it sounds like dafka during the day. But we darshan Ashad Shadrasha Ben Zoma. Rabbi Elazar Azariah says Ben Zoma is the one who presented a very convincing drasha that Yimei Chayecha. If we just said you have to talk about Yimei Chayecha during the day, but it says Kol Yimei Chayecha, all the days of your life. So what's Kol? What's all? What's that being Marbe? So Ben Zoma darshan even at night, even at night. It says Rav Yonah, you have this on the second sheet of the PDF, or you could, if you have a brachos, you could take a look inside the top of Alpha and Beis, the second to last wide line. He says even Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's only learned from the ribuy of Kol Yemei Chayecha. The Inksiv Sham Laila Beferish. The Torah doesn't actually say you have to say at night. We just have the word kol, days, all the days. That's marbe, miyit or kol b'vayt. That extra word kol, and therefore lo chay shinim einanu omros but laila mamish. Since it's just based on a drasha of kol, we don't have such high standards. It doesn't have to be mamish at night after tzeis hakocham. Kevin shalaila leinin tefilas arvis laila havi lahaski yitzias night. If it's enough. If after Shkia is already considered night with respect to Ma'ariv, you cannot daven Mincha, and you can daven Ma'ariv, you can daven Shmon Esrei, you don't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei later. So if it's night, if it's adequately night, if it's night enough after Shkia, for Ma'ariv, then it's night enough for the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's where Rabbeinu Yonah argues that later on, after Seis HaKochavim, you'll only repeat the first two paragraphs, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but you already yotze Yitzias Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim after Shkia. So it's a. If you think about Rabbeinu Yonah, it's an odd Rabbeinu Yonah, and we'll close with this. It sounds like he's given two different explanations. His shita is you can be yotze Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim after Shkia. He gives two explanations. He gives not one, but two. See, he's on one hand, he's saying too much. And then he's also saying too little, because if you think about it, it's hard to understand either explanation. The second explanation was, well, if it's night enough for Ma'ariv, that's night enough for Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. What does one have to do with the other? It's not night enough for Kriya Shema. What does it even mean, night enough? Is it night or isn't it night? Or is it a suffix? It's a suffix. Well, if Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is a daraisa, shouldn't it be machmer in the suffix? And then that was the second explanation. At the end of it, he said, well, if it's sufficiently night for Ma'ariv, it should be sufficiently night for Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hard to understand the flow. And earlier, he had a different explanation. The line before, he's talking about it didn't say it night in the pasuk. It was the drasha of kol. What does that mean? But we darshan from kol. Kol is Ma'ariv b'Laila. Why does it matter how it's written? What's he saying? So he gives two different explanations, which seems like too much. Just give me one. And yet, neither explanation seems adequate. Well, we're dying from kol, and therefore we have lower standards. Why? Well, it's good enough for Ma'ariv, so it's good enough for this. Why? It's a mysterious Rabbeinu Yonah. We'll have to pick up this mitzvah tomorrow. We're going to take a look tomorrow, mitzvah, at another mystery. We'll take a look at the famous machlokas Vilna Gaon and Magen Avraham, but Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. How you define Shos Minus. There too, there's going to be a very mysterious position of the Vilna Gaon. And hopefully this will begin to shed some light.